Want to clean less? We all do, right? I'm going to go over 5 easy steps on how to clean your house or your office less. Number 1, buy less. I know it's simple, it's easy, right? We talk about it. What's the reason am I buying this? Am I buying it because I want it? Is it because I need it? What's the reason behind the purchase? As Americans, we're buying stuff all the time. It's so easy to purchase things on Amazon, on eBay, online in periods. So what happens is we just see something, oh, that's a great price, I wanna buy it. Ask yourself, why am I buying this? And do you really need it? Many times we don't need it, we just want it. So is it a want or a need? You probably heard Dave Ramsey, he's talked about it before. Is this a want or a need? But it's so true, because many times we're buying stuff we really don't need. Sometimes we don't even want it. But because it's so easy to purchase, we just hit the buy button. So what about if you can't find something? Your garage, in your bedroom, your office, what do? Yep, we go buy it. I've done it, we've all done it. I can't find my tool. I can't find something in the kitchen. Whatever it may be. So you purchase it again. So why is this happening? Then you end up finding you have 2 of them. So we're gonna go over, this leads us into the next step of besides buying less, right? That's number 1. Number 2 would be to buy and then replace it. Because like I just said in the last step, you can't find something, you buy it, and now you have 2 of them, 3 of them, 4 of them. So in step 2 is buying and replacing. What happens is we find that other item and then we have, again, 2 of them or 3 of them. When we don't get rid of them, we hold on to it. So when we buy something that we can't find and then we find it, it just multiplies. And when you do your spring cleaning or your summer clean, fall clean, whatever you want to call it, you'll find out that you have multiple of one thing. I know right now, even in my own garage, there's multiple of different things we don't need. We went through our paint. My wife loves buying paint. She likes to paint everything. We have all this extra paint that we don't need. And many times the same color or really, really close because we thought we didn't have it. There it was on the shelf or it was pushed back. So we're buying things just because we want it many times. And it shouldn't be just a want, it should be a need. If you do want it, then replace it. Replace it with the other items. You shouldn't be having multiple things that you're buying and then you just keep stacking up your house or your office space. And when you buy one thing, it should simplify your life. It shouldn't complicate it. You buy something, and now what do you have to do? What time does it take to keep using that item or to have that item? How about a boat? Boats are expensive. They take a lot of time and energy to upkeep and dry dock and maintain. So you buy a $100,000 boat and you use it 4 times a year. Is that worth it to you? There's so many things in your house right now, in your office that you're buying, you're not even using. And not only that, it's complicating your life, makes it even worse. So now you have something you don't really need, maybe you don't even really want it, and now it's complicating your life where it's taking more time from you and what you really want to do. So when you buy something, it should replace something else, maybe 2 or 3 items. For example, you can have an all-in-one type of kitchen utensil, or you can have an all-in-one like a Swiss Army knife. Has a bunch of different things on it. Whatever it may be, those are silly examples, but whatever it may be, it's to simplify it. You go in your kitchen and all of a sudden there's all these gadgets. You have like a gadget to do this and a gadget to do that. Do you really need all those different gadgets? One slices oranges, one slices apples, one slices pears. Got this pear knife this way and I do it this way and I dice it this way and I got this machine over here. It's overwhelming. It's not making your life simple. It's making it complicated. And we don't want to do that. So when you're buying and replacing, be thinking of that. Now here comes another story too. So my father-in-law is great. He's really good at woodworking. And my wife will say, hey, I'd really appreciate it if you could build me this shelf or you can build me this tabletop. But what she forgets about is she's making more work for me, because when I receive the shelf, I have to sand it, I have to stain it, I have to do wood filler, I have to prep everything, and then I have to install it. So we're adding things that's costing more time and energy. And that's part of the 80-20 rule. And if you don't know what the 80-20 rule is, we'll go into that in another episode, but it's basically where you're getting 80% of your results from 20% of your efforts. So just be careful of other people as well making things more complicated for you and taking your time and your energy. So buying and replacing should make things easier, not more complicated. Clean as you go. Sounds really simple. I have a construction background, and it's something I was taught years ago when I was a younger man. And you just clean as you go. And what that means is basically, let's say you're doing a home project or you're walking through the house, whatever it may be. You see something on the floor, you're walking through, you're gonna walk by the laundry room, take your clothes, put it in there. You're done taking a shower. Don't just throw them on the floor, set them up. And when you're done showering, as you walk through the house, put it in the hamper, put it in the laundry room. But what happens is we just pile things up. And what it's doing is cost us time and energy, because you're trying to bundle those items towards the end of the day or the end of the week. And now it's taking maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours, depending on how big your house is and what you have going through there and how messy you are. But if you just do a couple minutes as you go. So example is in the morning, you know, I might shower, get ready. I have pajamas or clothes or whatever it might be. After I'm done, pick it up, walk through the house, put it in the laundry. As I go down the stairs, I'm taking every item that I'm gonna take with me downstairs. I put away my dishes when I'm done with my breakfast or my beverage. So it's just real simple. Instead of just putting it in the sink, put it in the dishwasher, right? You're talking just one small step further instead of putting a bunch of dishes away later on. So clean as you go is really important. People like to talk about bundling. And there's cases in life and in business where you can bundle and it works. Like some people will bundle a bunch of dinner prepping on a Saturday for the whole week. And they'll do hours of it at the same time and they're more efficient. And that's great and that can work. But when you're talking about cleaning and doing things like that, all of a sudden you have all these bundling items that you're trying to do late in the evening after work, or you're trying to do it on a weekend when you want to spend time with friends and family and do things. But when you do it more efficiently and just fluid as you go, you're taking less steps, which takes less time. So bundling doesn't always work. It just doesn't. And everything should have its place. I'm sure many of you, if you're married or have a significant other, that when you're loading a dishwasher, everybody has a specific way they want to load their dishwasher. And I like to load basically my silverware the way it goes into the drawer. So on the left is our knives, then next is our forks, then it's our larger spoons, our smaller spoons, okay? And so that's how my wife has situated our drawers. So I like to put it away in the little bin in the dishwasher in that order. Not only that, we have little kids that run around the house and my wife watches some of our grandkids and friends' kids. So there's our sippy cups and the different little plastic straws. Well, I like to put that at the very front. So that goes in the very front, all those little straws, and then all the little kind of young infant baby things go right there. And then again, the silverware goes left to right, like reading a book, top to bottom. To me, that makes sense. Well, to my wife, it doesn't. She has a different way she wants to do it. Same with the kids. The kids just throw it in there, right? They just throw it in the dishwasher, make it a big mess. So when you go to put it away, though, my point is, when I pull the bins out and I set it next to the silverware drawer, I pull out the drawer, and now I'm going like this and I'm sorting and grabbing different utensils to put them away. But where I could bundle them together, using that word, is I could grab all the knives at the same time and put them in the drawer. All the spoons, right? So on and so forth. And that's a way to do that where you have everything has its place. That's not really bundling. That's just keeping everything in its place. My daughter, for example, I remind her, look, you need to put things away. We'll go outside and play basketball. We'll go do things. And they want to leave the basketball or the scooter in the yard or in the driveway. Or they just throw it in the garage off to the side. And then what do they ask us? Where's my scooter? Where's my basketball? Where's my items? Where's my helmet? I want to go ride my bike. So I tell the kids, put it back where it goes, because you're cleaning as you go. And when you clean as you go, it's easier, it's quicker, and then you know where it's at. The other thing, which is one of my favorites, and it should be yours as well if you're a parent, is to delegate and share responsibility. And so with spouses, husband and wife have different roles sometimes on who wants to do what, but you guys should share responsibilities together. It shouldn't be just on one person. Now, if you guys agree to certain chores, whether it's inside or outside of the house, that'll work, but make sure that you guys have expectations that make sense. But my favorite is the kids, teaching them responsibility. I've been cleaning the yard for years, and my son, he doesn't like to clean the yard. We get pine needles and we get pine cones and tree branches here during the fall and winter months. And I have him go out there and help clean it up. So while I'm sitting right here, he could be outside cleaning up, raking the yard, grabbing the leaves, grabbing the branches and straightening up. Do they want to do it? Absolutely not. But it's teaching them responsibility. And again, this creates less steps for you as a parent. Now, I'm not talking about child labor or slavery or things like that. Don't be silly. Okay. Some people are like, you're pushing your kids too hard. I think we need to push our kids a little bit harder than we do as it is. So my wife and I have these conversations of, she's like, no one's helping me. No one's helping around the house. Well, when you take on all the responsibility and you want things done a certain way, it's hard to delegate and share responsibility. But we should be sharing that responsibility with our children. It teaches them, again, responsibility, work ethic, and it helps you. So don't be afraid to do that, because many hands make for less work. So don't try to be an island and do everything on your own. And number five is declutter one room. Start with one room in your house, and it could be a bedroom, it could be a kitchen, a garage, it could be your office. And here's the great thing. You don't have to do it all at once. A lot of times we want to do everything all at once. We want to spend hours and hours and hours. Like if you go to the gym, people during January, they're in there for an hour, 2-3 hours a day. For how long? A few days, maybe a month, and then membership declines, because it's not sustainable and they're pushing themselves too hard. So be more consistent. Start with one room. And this is one of my favorites. It's the 2-minute rule. Just take 2 minutes and clean an area. That's it. Nothing else. Simple, right? Just 2 minutes. Don't overcomplicate it. Let's use a den or office area in your house or at your work. It's messy. Your desk is all messy. Look at it and go, okay, I have some papers over here. I got pens laying here. Yeah, I got some files over here. I got things open here. Just take 2 minutes, put certain things away, recycle certain things, put it away. And when you're done, you're done. You don't have to do any more than that. Now, you'll find out that maybe you want to do a little bit more, or you don't have time to do more. That's okay. The next day, work on your desk and office space again for just a couple more minutes and keep cleaning that area up. Now, One of my favorite things is if you're going to use it, it should be out for the most part. It should be out. I like things to be completely put away. And my wife says, in my perfect world, it would be where there was nothing on the counters and no one would be in the house. And that's not true. And that's why this is called better clutter, because we are average people. We're not having these spick and span houses that like you see on TV and there's never a sock on the floor and everything's crystal clean. That's just not reality for most people. And it's not reality for us either. We have a home that has kids in it and we have dogs. And we have family and friends that come over. It's a used house. We actually use our house. So it doesn't look perfect. But what this is about and the show's about is getting it to a certain way that you want your home. Getting to a certain way that you want your office space. And just start small. You might find that that 2 minutes leads to 5 minutes or 10 minutes. You put on some music and you're just enjoying yourself because you see the progress and the improvement. But if you just do 2 minutes a day and stay consistent at it, that's going to be the ticket. That's what's going to make the difference, is you're being consistent. Just like working out at the gym, it's better to work out for 5-10 minutes a day and do that through the whole course of the year, because you'll end up ramping up your minutes and getting stronger and healthier than if you just start real hard and heavy and go, I'm going to go 2 hours. Like spring cleaning. I think everybody almost does spring cleaning. Why? Well, because sun's back out. We're thinking, huh, let's clean up this area and that area. And then you're working really, really hard and you get burned out. It happens. You get burned out. But there's nothing wrong with doing some spring cleaning still and doing a bulk cleaning for your garage or any area that you want to do. But let's just start now. Why wait until the spring? Take 2 minutes now. Work in one spot. Let's use your bathroom. If I showed you my bathroom, my area is pretty organized. My wife has a lot more items than I do, right? Makeup and different things. And I have just a couple small things. And one day I was just tired of seeing all this clutter on my area. So I cleaned it all up really, really nice. It only took me a couple minutes. And my wife was asking, why did you do that? You try to make me feel bad? Because her area was a little bit more messy than mine, especially when I clean up my area. And I said, no, I just got tired of seeing it. So I just took 2 minutes and cleaned up that area. And you know what happened? She started cleaning up her area a little bit more. So don't force this on other people. That's a total different message we can go on. But don't force this on your family that you're trying to be a minimalist or you're trying to clean up real well. Just do your areas and you'll see people follow along. And if they don't, that's okay. Because we have a house full of people and different personalities, and we're not here about forcing that. So choose a room, do the 2 minute rule, and do it daily. Just do a little bit every day and just keep organized. The hardest part about staying like decluttering is staying decluttered, right? It's easy to go clean up your office, get it looking really well, and then you get the papers back out, and then you have notepads, and then you have different things happening. All of a sudden, you got files all over the place, and it's messy. Or your garage, you clean the whole garage out, and then the kids go back in there, and they start getting into the sporting equipment and the balls and jump ropes and whatever it may be. Or my favorite is I have a couple different toolboxes, and when everybody sees a nice, clear toolbox, what happens? Come on. It happens to all of us. You see a blank slate, we put stuff on it, don't we? We use it as a shelf, as a storage area. I don't know how many times I've cleaned up certain things, and not only do I do it, but then everyone else in the house does it. They'll put their items in the garage on my toolbox. And it's a large toolbox, you know, it's about 48 inches by 2 feet deep. I got two of them stacked, and all of a sudden it becomes a new storage area. So it's easy to fall back into that repetition of clutter. It's so easy. It happens the next day. We have a little shelf right at our garage door. And my daughter came over the other day and she wanted to use our clean supplies and clean out her car. And all of a sudden there's a can of cleaner right next to the door switch. So in the morning I was going out and I hit it and knock it over. Why is it there? Why couldn't she have moved it 20 feet and put it where it belonged? It's human nature, right? That's part of clean as you go. Sustainability is going to be your biggest challenge. Okay, you can put in an 8-hour day and clean up a whole room or a whole house or whatever it may be, but can you keep it clean? Can you keep it decluttered? That's going to be your challenge. A lot of people don't talk about sustainability. They show all these little containers and boxes and all these fancy things and drawers, and they just keep filling more stuff. Let's buy less. That's one. Okay, let's talk about this. Let's recap. Five easy steps. Okay, five easy steps to clean less. What do you do? You buy less. Is it a want or need? Do I need it? Am I duplicating it? Can I get rid of it? If I can't find it, why can't I find it? So buy less. Number two, buy and replace. So if you are going to buy something, replace it, meaning get rid of the other things. And that one item should replace several things. So you buy a new shirt, get rid of two or three. They're in your closet and you don't need them. Number three, clean as you go. As you're going through the house, as you walk up and down the stairs, as you're walking through, you can take cans, put it in the garage or put it in the recycle bin. Just clean as you go, just a little bit in your normal flow. It'll become more natural for you. Number four is delegate. Delegate. Share responsibilities with your spouse, your significant other, and your family members, and of course your kids. Get them to work. Number five is declutter. One room. One room, one area, the 2-minute rule. Just work on for 2 minutes every day that area until it's clean. So there you have it. It's pretty simple. Work on sustaining, work on this throughout the day, and you'll see a big change. And this actually works. You will actually clean less because you're being more efficient with the 80-20 rule. So coming up, we're going to be going over some more items. We're going to be talking about how to sustain. How do you sustain? What does that look like? That's going to be coming up in one of our shows. So subscribe to our channel. Come check us out on our social media platforms. And welcome to Better Clutter.